In a new Netflix documentary based on her memoir, former First Lady Michelle Obama talks about everything from facing down racism to her fashion choices. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has our review of Becoming.
Michelle Obama talks a lot about how her honesty in public speaking was used against her, crafted into tough headlines to provoke conflict or controversy. So I wonder how the world will react to this moment in Becoming, when she criticizes Democratic supporters while talking about Trump's inauguration in a roundtable discussion.
The day I left the White House, I write about how painful it was to sit on that stage and that a lot of our folks didn't vote. So it was almost like a slap in the face.
She elaborates in the film a moment later.
I understand the people who voted for Trump. The people who didn't vote at all, the young people, the women, that's when you think, man, people think this is a game.
Becoming shows that for Michelle Obama, few failures are worse than treating life like a game or not doing what is necessary to succeed. Consider this advice she gives a group of Native American students when one of them asks how to deal with feeling uneasy around classmates wearing Trump hats.
So you're in school. Be in school. Get your freaking education. You know, Barack and I, all through this presidency, through the lies and the stuff they said about us, all we could do was wake up every day and do our jobs and let our jobs and our lives speak for itself.
Everybody wanna be like you. The backbone of the film is footage behind the scenes and on stage from the tour to promote her best-selling autobiography, also called Becoming, including a moment when she blasts a song by gospel star Kirk Franklin to raise her energy. That tour featured celebrity hosts like Oprah Winfrey and Stephen Colbert interviewing the former First Lady in arenas packed with fans. Michelle Obama spoke on everything from her visits to a marriage counselor with Barack Obama to raising young black children in a mansion like the White House.
First of all, I didn't want them grow up thinking that grown African-American men served them in tuxedos because, no, the truth was that some of those men were my uncles, and they were the Pullman porters and the folks. And I didn't want my girls to grow up with that image.
Race is, of course, a huge subject, as Michelle Obama details the pressure to be perfect as wife to the first black president and attacks that dismissed her as an angry black woman. But there's a lot more. We see interviews with her brother and mother, details of her early life on the South Side of Chicago, and smaller discussions where Michelle Obama meets with young people. The camera even follows a few of them home to document their challenges. Still, this is a selective view. Barack Obama doesn't do an exclusive interview. Daughters Sasha and Malia speak in just a few places. And Michelle Obama wisely avoids any direct criticism of political rivals, urging throngs of admiring young people of color to focus and work harder when they're treated unfairly. But that puts the burden on oppressed people to overcome structural racism. Becoming, produced by the Obamas' Higher Ground Productions, falls short by failing to feature critical voices who might legitimately challenge her ideas. At times, it plays too much like an ad for The Boss. But the film does offer a close-up look at a whip-smart, practical woman trying to understand how her historic time in the White House changed herself, her family, and the nation. I'm Eric Deggans.